chill in revere. If I take the winds of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as day, for darkness is as light.
Over the weekend, my husband and I traveled to Detroit to see the Tigers play the Orioles, and they finally won. Then thank you. And on our way back, we were traveling west on 196, and overhead we could see the clouds darkening before us. All of a sudden, we got to about Lake Odessa, and we hit this wall of rain and doom and gloom, and we thought the sky was falling. And then we got to Grand Rapids, and it turned out the sky was really falling. And I started to reminisce with my husband, Joel. I said, boy, you know what? At this time last year, St. Paul's United Methodist Church was hard at work doing disaster relief, helping our neighbors in Kentwood recover from the EF1 tornado that touched down over 4th of July weekend. And 2 weeks later, we were still out in the community helping to haul brush and remove tree limbs and whole stumps and help people put their lives and their homes back together. And after I settled down from the baseball game and from the fun I had had with friends, and the storm had passed and my dog stopped shaking on my lap, I was able to begin to work on my sermon. And I pulled out the scripture text for today from Psalm 139, and immediately this image came to me. As we were working in a home on Brooklyn Avenue, just a little bit west of our church off of 44th Street, we were in an upstairs bedroom removing some carpeting and some matting that had been damaged during the storm. It was wet and it was rotting and it was smelly and it needed to go. And we pulled up that carpeting, and as we did so, scripture verses became visible on the floorboards beneath. One after another, like a patchwork quilt or a jigsaw puzzle, had been written on the floorboards beneath the carpeting and the matting. And one of the verses was Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know my thoughts. And all of a sudden, the homeowner came into the room, and the volunteers who were working in that space said, Did you know that these scripture verses were underneath the carpet, underneath this destruction, and that they were here? And she said, no, we didn't. We had no idea that they were there. But what it tells me, what it says to me, is that God is here. Amidst all the destruction, amidst all the terror and the fear that they had in that storm, and all the things that they faced moving forward, putting their home and their lives and their finances back together, she could see that God was there, because of these words from Psalm 139 on the floor. She could see that God was there because members of our church were active and serving and helping in any way that we could. She could see that God was there and that God was going to be there without a doubt every day going forward. The message that God is now here, that God knows us and God loves us and God holds us in the palm of his hand, is the message that our church tried to communicate to the children who were in our sanctuary this week during Kids Bible Club. We talked about the words of the songs that we sang and the scripture that we rehearsed with them and the pages that we colored together and the symbolism behind it all, saying that God is like this giant rock standing in the middle of the desert. God is there. His presence with you is steadfast and unending. No matter what you do, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do to make God love you less. One of the most touching moments for me during the course of the week, and there were many, was when we were gathered here in the sanctuary on the steps, teaching the children some familiar songs, things like Jesus loves me and deep and wide and he's got the whole world in his hands, songs that you and I know. And a 9-year-old little boy named Christopher came up to me and just sort of took my hand, and I held it with him, and then I bent down and I said, "Christopher, how are you doing? Do you like that song?" And he said, "Yes, I've never heard it before." And we had just finished singing, "He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world." I'm not going to sing the whole thing for you, but you know it. And he says, "Yes, I've never heard it before, but I think it's my new favorite." Just like that, in a snap of a finger, he had a new favorite song. And it's one of those things that I take for granted, you know. It's a song that I learned probably before I was even 9 years old. And it's a song that is so familiar and so common to us that we can just pick it up and sing it without any forward notice that it's going to happen. But for this little boy, it was brand new. And then he said, "You know, Pastor Aaron, If those words are true, God's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. And he's got all the bitty babies in his hands." Christopher says to me, "Then he's got your baby in his hands too. And he's not even here yet." They were very interested in the baby. And I said, "You're right, Christopher. And do you know what's so cool about it? God's got you in his hands too, and he's going to take care of you every day. Every day, because God is here and God loves you and God wants to protect you and nurture you and be with you all the days of your life." Then we went over to this rock here, and we talked about how God's love is steadfast, how God's love is always with us. It's present and never ending. God provides the stability of the earth and takes care of all of our needs. God shields us and strengthens us and holds us all in the palm of his hand. We have such blessed assurance of this truth in our faith. When I think about those words, blessed assurance, I think about something that happened on our youth mission trip 3 weeks ago, when we were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, serving alongside middle schoolers and high schoolers in a nursing home. There was one gentleman named Leonard who was particularly hard for our group to connect with. He sat in his wheelchair or walker or his room and was always happy to see us, had a smile on his face, but we would talk at him because it was sort of a one-way conversation. He wasn't able to reply to our questions or tell us about his life, even though we were so curious and inquired every day that we visited. And no matter what we could do or say, we couldn't get Leonard to talk. And the youth were sort of discouraged by this. But on our last day, as we were leaving his room, we said, "Goodbye, Leonard. It's been nice visiting with you. And we want you to take care and know that God loves you and God bless you. And we'll be praying for you." And he nodded his head as he understood. And then he got up and used his walker to follow us out along this rather serpentine path through the nursing home to the front door where we had to go to sign out and exit the building. And as we were all standing at the notebook, signing out and putting the time and checking the date, doing these things, Leonard sits down at a grand piano that was in the lobby area by the door. And he starts playing the most beautiful music with both of his hands. And he starts getting into it with his whole body, and he's moving and he's swaying, but he's not singing at all. And after a few seconds, I picked up on the tune that Leonard was putting together along the keys. And it was a familiar hymn to me. The hymn was "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, Praising My Savior." Da 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 da. And everybody stopped. Those who were signing out put their pen down and turned our attention to the piano. Those who were already halfway to the van came back because they realized that something was going on. The ones who were trickling out of the restrooms stopped and sat and watched Leonard play for a good 10 or 15 minutes as he improvised like a true musician would. And as he told us about his faith, as he told us about his life story through song, Leonard was a man who couldn't tell us much about his day or his life or his family or his faith in the words that we were asking him to share. He may not have had the vocabulary or the speech capabilities to tell us what he wanted to say. But that afternoon, when Leonard sat down at the piano and began to play, we got a little glimpse into his life. We got an image of how beautiful his faith is and how much he trusts and loves his Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. We got a testimony of that blessed assurance that Leonard has that Jesus is with him each and every day, that God is walking and talking with him and present in his life, and that that love he experiences is steadfast and unending, and that the whole world really does rest in the palm of God's hand. Our van ride back to the church where we were staying was pretty quiet after that experience, which is very rare with middle schoolers and high schoolers. But we had an opportunity to reflect on it together. And one of the youth was reminded, one of the youth was reminded that in their morning devotional that day, they had read Psalm 139. And those words came back to them with a flood of emotion as they thought about their day, as they thought about their mission trip experience and the service learning that had taken place over the course of the week. And these are the times when a pastor just has to sit back and let God work. Sit back and enjoy the beauty of the moment. We've had these moments together this week at Vacation Bible School, and we're having them now in the midst of our worship experience. And so as we remember these familiar words from the Psalms, I also want to leave you with a prayer of St. Patrick. This is a prayer that comes from the Emerald Isle, from Ireland. And the cross, the breastplate of St. Patrick, is actually on the front of your bulletin today, if that strikes your fancy. But the words of this saint go like this. I arise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, and the firmness of the rock. I arise today through God's strength, a strength that will pilot me, for it is God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's eye to ear to hear me, God's very word to speak for me, and his hand to guard me. God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, and his hosts to save me. Afar and near, alone or in a multitude, my God is here. Christ, shield me today against wounding. Christ, be within me, before me, behind me. Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me. Christ on my right and Christ on my left. Christ when I lie down or when I sit down. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, and in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in the eye that sees me. Christ in the ear that hears me. I arise today through the mighty strength and the Lord of all creation, my rock and my redeemer. Thanks be to God. Amen.